Comments are being sought on Constantine's plan to expand exploration, and the Haines School Board votes to extend the search for its next superintendent. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories up next. Constantine Metal Resources is looking to expand exploration at its Palmer Project site north of Haines. The plan includes a 2.5-mile extension to an industrial road, which would provide access to up to 40 new drill sites. The Bureau of Land Management is now seeking public comment on Constantine's upgrades. Constantine's request for further exploration of minerals containing copper, zinc, gold, and silver neighbors its current operation, which is within the Porcupine Mining District. The BLM previously gave the company the nod for mineral exploration, but only for up to 5 acres of ground disturbance. Anything over that, and an organization has to file a plan of operations. According to the BLM, Constantine submitted the new mine plan of operation in June, which would extend its existing access road. The new proposal requires further review, including a National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, analysis. Constantine is asking for an increased disturbance area of up to 41 acres, according to Dennis Teitzel, the BLM field manager for the Glen Allen office.
You know, we have, you know, some mine plans of operation that are only 6, 8, 10 acres in disturbance. There are some that are, you know, hundreds or thousands of acres in disturbance.
Teitzel says the comment period is an essential step in the process of examining the proposed plan.
It's, you know, one of the cornerstones that allows us to get insight into the public's concerns with natural resource issues and what resources can be impacted and the things that we need to look at to ensure that we do either not impact those resources or minimize the impact.
Along with an extra 2.5 miles of road, construction includes culverts and bridges over streams. It also includes a switchback road with berms and an area at the end of that road to stage equipment, trailers, and storage containers. The BLM says the road would provide access for up to 40 new drill sites, which would be located to the east of Constantine's current exploration areas. Constantine geologist Liz Cornejo says the road would give employees access to sites that are currently only reachable by helicopter.
It also allows us to do some environmental and geotechnical studies that may help make plans for the future and give us more information on it and give us access to some drill sites, but also sort of increase safety for the crews on the mountain that currently are sort of stranded on one side of the creek without road access.
Exploration is a progressive process, and each year you build on the previous year, so in that way it incrementally gets us closer.
That's Darwin Green, the vice president of exploration for Constantine. He says an ongoing goal of the company is listening to and communicating with Haines residents. He says he's looking forward to hearing what locals have to say about the plan. Several local and regional conservation groups are getting ready to submit comments of their own on the plan. Meredith Pocart is the executive director of Tokchinuk Water Council. She says with new development at the headwaters of the Chilkat Valley comes concern of compromised water quality.
And how they're proposing to treat or deal with any runoff, especially with the road. You know, constructing a road, obviously that has some impact, and there's ways to mitigate for that. And there's ways to properly design a road. And as long as those are taken into account and implemented, if they're doing all the proper steps, then that's all we can kind of ask for.
Lynn Canal Conservation President Eric Hawley says that perhaps a bigger concern is the switchback road up the mountainside.
Because it's very steep terrain there. And with the kind of rains we have around here, such as we've had during the last week, that road would be on very unstable terrain. So we'd worry about that whole thing blowing out and really doing some damage to the creek.
Constantine says it aims to continue its exploration phase of the Palmer Project for the next 5 to 10 years. The public comment period on Constantine's proposed plan opens on December 2nd and ends on January 8th. Teitzel says the goal is to have the entire process completed by May, but it could take longer if closer examination is needed. The concerns in the public comments will influence the timeline, he adds. You can find a link to the comment site on our website at khns.org. The Haines School Board voted on Monday to extend its search for a permanent superintendent. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
The school board made an effort to find a superintendent who could start in February. That's because they had to get special permission from the State Department of Retirement and Benefits to hire Interim Superintendent Rich Carlson. Carlson is only allowed to work as a superintendent on a temporary basis because of the retirement benefits that he's receiving. Carlson took over for former Superintendent Ginger Jewell, who left 1 year into her 3-year contract. There were a dozen applicants for the job by the initial deadline. 4 of those have Alaska superintendent experience, which the board prefers. Of those 4, 2 met the criteria the board laid out in the job description.
With only 2 that met all of their qualifications, we felt that wasn't a deep enough pool.
Timmy Tullis with the Alaska Association of School Boards is conducting the search. She said there are some strong candidates, but the ones who met the qualifications are currently under contract, so they wouldn't be able to start until July 1st. Tullis recommended the board extend the application deadline.
We feel that it was a smaller pool because of the start date being earlier. And we, by extending it and having the start date now be on the kind of the normal school cycle, we feel that they will have a much deeper pool.
School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri agreed.
Most of the, if not all of the applicants who meet our criteria are not available until after July 1. So it really doesn't bias anything to close the application period right now and make a decision.
Tullis said the board should get more candidates if they extend the deadline. She said, in her experience, superintendents tend to make the decision about whether to look for a new job over the winter holiday. The school board voted unanimously to extend the application deadline to January 29th. The final decision on who to hire is up to the school board, but they plan to get input from other stakeholders. Representatives from the teachers, classified staff, administrative staff, and parents will review applications. The finalists for the job would be invited to visit the district, and there would be an opportunity for community members to meet them. The next board meeting is December 8th. Palmieri says she hopes to hear from the Department of Retirement and Benefits about extending Carlson's contract by then. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
The Sitka Police Department is being proactive when it comes to drunk driving this holiday season. To prevent revelers from taking to the roads after a night out on the town, police will be paying for cab rides. KCAW's Brielle Schaefer has more.
It's the time of year for celebrating the holidays and sometimes imbibing a little too much. After Thanksgiving last weekend, 3 people were arrested for driving under the influence. Here's Police Lieutenant Lance Yours.
There was an arrest made every single day last weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, for drinking and driving.
And recently, a pedestrian was hospitalized after being struck by a drunk driver on Verstovia Street.
We want to be proactive, not reactive. When we have to throw somebody in jail for drinking and driving, that means that we're not being proactive enough.
Police will start off the preventative program this year by providing 4 of Sitka's bars with $20 taxi vouchers, 5 vouchers for each bar. Ewers says bartenders will have the discretion to hand out the cab rides if they suspect their clients overindulged.
Pretty much for $20, you could get to the end of the road here in Sitka.
Hank Moore, owner of Hank's Cabs, says an average fare on Baranoff Island is about $8, so the voucher should easily cover the rides. Whatever is left over will go to the cabbies as tips. Moore says he's in favor of the police's program.
If it was up to me, I would give out free rides myself. It's good to keep people off the road. I mean, you know, if someone go out driving drunk, they don't have any excuse because the city is reaching their hand out for people who can't make good choices.
Alaska has a high rate of DUI arrests and drunk driving fatalities. According to the Centers for Disease Control, more than 200 people were killed in crashes involving a drunk driver from 2003 to 2012 in Alaska. Ewers also has a novel plan for sustaining the program by having some DUI fines go toward the cab vouchers.
Hopefully it'll go bankrupt because people won't drive drunk. So how lovely would that be?
Eventually, Ewers hopes to extend the program to other drinking establishments like the American Legion, Moose Lodge, and the Baranoff Island Brewing Company. Police are also encouraging people to create plans for getting home before they go out, whether that's designating a driver or putting aside cash for taxi fare.
Well, the police are the people and the people are the police, so The police don't want people drinking and driving, just like there's nobody here in town that wants people to drink and drive, you know? So this is going to help make people, empower people to have the ability to make good choices.
The department plans to hand out vouchers to bars by the end of the week, so they will be available for merrymakers this weekend. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.
For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.